Good afternoon, Lake Norman, and welcome to Town Talk. We're coming to you live from WSIC, the Real Talk studio, nestled on the banks of beautiful North Carolina, streaming worldwide from Beersheba, Israel, to Statesville, North Carolina. Population 29,681 people. I'm your host, Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, the largest chamber of commerce in the Charlotte region. My guests today are Jeff Tart. He is the 2024 board chair of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, but a partner at Crab Philbeck LLC. Ryan McDaniels, the economic development director for the Lake Norman Economic Development, and Janelle Rosales, who is the Office of Economic Development for Mecklenburg County. And my producer in the other room, Bill Blakely. And we do have somebody from Statesville, North Carolina, right here in the, at the table. Grew up, raised, Statesville?
Absolutely. Go Raiders. All my Greyhound friends are going to be upset. I married a Greyhound, so the Statesville folks will understand that.
It's an exciting week, but it did start off on a very distressing note earlier this week. We had some law enforcement officers that were shot in Charlotte, and we're thinking about them and their families. So that was a kind of a somber note we started on, but this is Small Business Week and a whole host of activities going on. We had a business after hours last night at Rise Cafe. We've got the small business event tonight, 6 to 9 here at WSIC. Business after hours again tomorrow, and the small business reception on Friday. But last week, there were also two very huge things coming out of the Biden administration. One was the Federal Trade Commission voted 3-2 to ban non-compete agreements. And at its root, these agreements are preventing employees from working with competitors or starting competing businesses. The commission estimates around 30 million people, or 18% of the workforce, are currently bound by the agreements. But here's the deal. We have a lot of corporations, particularly healthcare and IT, that are really dependent on these non-competes. And I really wanted to get your opinion, Jeff. How do you think this is going to play out? And what's your perspective on that commission coming out saying that?
It will be a full employment act for the legal community. We're going to see lawsuits galore. We've already seen the Chamber file a national suit. The problem is what happens with these kind of rulings and this kind of regulatory change is it's arbitrary and capricious and it's not full. It didn't eliminate all non-competes. It didn't enforce all non-competes. It's pick and choose industries. I would almost venture to guess, if you looked at this, it's follow the money. Figure out which legislators, which commissioners are being influenced by what groups and so forth. As an example, not-for-profits are exempt. So the first thing that happened yesterday is the large healthcare system sent memos to all their employed physicians and told them, you're still under a non-compete. Don't get excited that you can go work on your own. It's just nonsensical. And then you hurt businesses that need to protect small businesses. If you've got intellectual property or you've got employees that have learned your particular product or service, they go to the competitor. That makes no sense for a small business. They can't afford to fight the big giants. They don't have the resources to do that. If you have, you know, you're out selling to a contract and you're about to sign a contract, that person uses leverage to walk down the street to a competitor and say, I can bring this major contract with me. After spending the firm that they're leaving invested all the time and energy and monies to secure and try to close that account, it's just a mess. They've created a mess.
I think it also impacts small business too, because if you're somebody that's you're starting up a business and you're bringing somebody in, giving them a chance to see the inside of your business, and then they go off and start a competing business that might take half your client list with you?
Well, that's what I'm talking about, is somebody that's 3, 4, 5 people that, you know, you lose your salesperson,
right?
It's crazy. It's completely unfair.
Ryan, any comment in regards to what you think might happen here?
It's a really interesting discussion. In our world of economic development, when you leave a community or you announce you're leaving a community, you immediately lose access to those client files. Mm-hmm. So when I left my previous employer, I met with the local leadership at the government and said, here are my clients, here are the files, here are the updates, here's everything I have. And I had no more contact for the 2 weeks I was going through the transition. So it is interesting in our world being so secretive under project names and whatnot.
Right.
With us, with manufacturing and all the clients we work with, it's probably not as big of an issue. But it is really going to be interesting to see how that pans out, and it's great analysis.
Well, and you've got the other side of the equation is the large employers that are trying to restrict somebody the right to work or go open a business.
Right.
You know, it's not black and white. It's going to be a lot of gray and a lot of interpretation. And it's when they leave it basically fairly vague in the interpretation, which groups it applies, it doesn't apply to, it gets ugly really quickly.
Janelle, you work with a lot of small business here with Mecklenburg County. How do you see this playing out?
Sure. I definitely see it as an impact for them, as well as, like you said, a lot of the individuals, they might want to go off and, you know, take that client list or just best practices. We've heard it even in the restaurant industry when it comes to like recipes and whatnot, sure. Even sauces that you see, that might have an impact. So for sure, interested to see how it all pans out, but it will have an impact for sure.
Attorney is going to be busy.
Well, and what happens is it's the big gorilla in the room, typically against the small business owner, business person, or the individual. What happens, and I've been around non-competes my entire career, 40 years on national contracts, clients across the country. And what happens is the big corporate entity that's able to enforce or try to bullies the little guy. And they have, you know, the house full of attorneys, and the small business owner, if there is a compete in that situation, has a very difficult time demonstrating his perspective and protecting their interests.
For those of you who may not know, Jeff is a three-term mayor for the town of Cornelius and three-term senator.
State senator
of North Carolina, Senate District 41. So been in the legislature and see how some of these things pan out. The other thing that came down from the Biden administration last week was changes to Title IX. And again, you've got six states now suing the Biden administration over this, including Kentucky and Tennessee. And the suit claims that this changes and overrides the state's laws regulating school locker rooms, bathrooms, could put young women in danger. But more importantly, in my opinion, it is basically going to war with women's sports. We have for so long seen female athletes working to position themselves to finally getting the recognition they do. Janelle, I'm a big South Carolina Gamecock. I was glued to the television watching the women's basketball team. I watched more women basketball games than I watched men's basketball games. And everybody was caught up with Caitlin Clark. And I think the women's Final Four probably did more in terms of viewership than the men's Final Four. But I think this is going to really impact negatively women's sports.
Well, you look at Title IX, what was the impetus and why was it created? To level the playing field so women could compete and have access to competitive sports. Good examples, and I get it. It gets down to, which again is very confusing right now, is are we using sex or gender as the line of demarcation? Gender, you know, there's a list I was looking at yesterday. There's what they call the list of 72 different gender classes. Gender is how you socially identify, different than biological sex. And we may have to get clear and do this on biological sex, not on gender identification. But you look at people like Martina Navratilova, at a professional level, LGBTQ. She's totally opposed to biological men competing. Right. And we'll get into it a little more.
Well, we're starting off with some fun already, but we're going to talk about some economic development activity. So those of you listening to us, stay with us on Town Talk. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with these words. Okay, those of you watching on social media, Jeff Tart wanted to say something and follow up. What did you want to say, Jeff?
No, I was just going to say a good example is Allison Felix, who was the world's fastest woman at one point and ran in the Olympics at the 100, 200, and 400 meter. Fastest woman. Had she competed against biological men, the 233rd fastest man was faster than her.
We use this opportunity, Janelle, to talk about some of the Chamber of Commerce events that we have going on. And we've had people watching us on their social media, so Facebook and X, which used to be Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, all the social media out there, even podcasts, Spotify. So last night, we had a fantastic business after hours at Rise Cafe. Christina and Titus Barlotta did a wonderful job, Rise Cafe right there. Over where Hickory Tavern and the old Office Depot, which has moved out there now, but going to replace by, what's the retail store? got a retail store coming in there. Michaels? Is it Michaels?
I believe so, yes.
But they're coming in. But they did a fantastic job. Tomorrow night, we're having another business after hours. This one at Freedom Boat Club, again, May 2nd, 5:30 to 7. This is the Freedom Boat Club, though, location. They've opened up another location at North Harbor. So they're going to be over in Davidson. Don't go to the former Cornelius, because again, when I saw this address, I'm going like, Brett, you've got the wrong address, because they're over here on West Catawba. But he said, I'm pretty sure this is over here in North Harbor. But we have that going on Thursday, May 9th. Next week, we have another business after hours, 5:30 to 7 at Physical Therapy and Balance Center in Mooresville. They are also the recipients of our Small Business Award for Mooresville. It's going to be presented Friday, 3 o'clock. So we've got that going on. 98 networking events, Ryan, that the Chamber of Commerce had in 2023 last year. We had 98. That's two a week. That is a lot of networking going on.
A lot of applause for you guys. Yeah. Busy, busy calendar.
So, yeah, really, really busy. How much time we got, Bill? About 40 seconds.
But, well, one thing is, if you're not meeting people, it went through the chamber, it's your fault.
That's exactly right. And you've joined us for some networking events, at least online.
The Connections, Huntersville Connections, great group there. A lot of other groups from there.
So for those of you who are streaming with us on our social platform, we're going to go back online and maybe talk about Title IX just one more little minute too before we jump into some other stuff. So stay with us here on Town Talk.
Town Talk continues now. Here's your host, Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Welcome back to Town Talk. I got Janelle Rosales, who is the Office of Economic Development, Mecklenburg County. I've got Ryan McDaniels. He's the Executive Director of Lake Norman Economic Development. And also my Chair of the Chamber of Commerce, Jeff Tart, who is a partner with Crib Philbeck. We were talking about Title IX before we left, and my sister, she played basketball with Belmont Abbey. She didn't have any kids in our neighborhood our age, so she played basketball with her big brother. I didn't really teach her to play basketball, but she picked up a lot of things, and she was somebody that you didn't guard her, lights out. She could hit it for anywhere in the court. But I just don't think it's fair, Jeff, that you've got biological males competing with women that might be depriving them of scholarships, taking away records. You know, the fact of the matter is, Lance Armstrong, he took performance-enhancing drugs, and they stripped away his gold medals. And you've got these biological males taking hormones that are allowing them with their gender identification. Is it fair to women who have worked their whole lives for this particular moment and is stripped away?
Yeah, let me state this from my perspective as a pretty doggone conservative Republican, just putting it out there. You know, we need to treat all people respectfully. And I get the gender identification issue to the extent that it is a real issue. And there's people that identify differently. And there's lots of, you know, fluid movement in that space. But not so much on biological. You can identify differently. You can do things that change you physically, but only to a certain degree. This will sound disrespectful, and I don't mean it. But I can't say I want to be a cat today. Uh-huh. And I can function. I can do things like a cat. I can behave like one. But I will never biologically or physically or emotionally react that same way, right?
Right.
And so biologically, it's not fair because you see it in sports where the women's Olympic swim team currently that went with Liz, is it Thomas, the male, he's like 6'8". And the women across the board said if he's allowed to try out, none of them will, they'll all resign and quit. That's not what Title IX was about. Title IX was about equity.
Uh-huh.
It's about fairness and competing and creating an environment where people can compete on a level playing field. And again, maybe we have to switch and say what we're going to do is base it on biological sex. And then you just do it on chromosomes because those you can't. And the thing of it is, even with chromosomes, though, it's not black and white. It's not XX and XY across the board. There are anomalies in that as well, just genetically. Those happen in the real world. So even it's not an absolute either or.
Ryan, you want to jump in this conversation? No, I don't want to put either one of you two in there, but you're welcome to chime in.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it'll be interesting to see if the issue arises at the Paris Olympics this summer. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, I don't know if it's true, but there was always a rumor that the U.S. women's national soccer team, which was, you know, how many gold medals, they won multiple, they were apparently beaten by a high school men's team.
Yeah.
So it's incredibly complex. So,
An event coming up next week that we're really excited. This week is jam packed with small business activities because it's Small Business Week. But this is Small Business Month. Actually, every day is Small Business Day in Lake Norman. But Janelli is putting together an event coming May 8th, taking place in Cornelius, Township Connections. Janelli, what is Township Connections?
Sure. Thanks so much, Bill, for that plug in there. But it is truly an opportunity for everyone in Lake Norman, whether it's the town of Davidson, Huntersville, or Cornelius. If you are a community member that's interested in starting a business or already have your small to mid-sized business, it's an opportunity for you to meet your local Office of Economic Development small business resources. So what does that mean? If you're looking for access to capital, if you're looking to receive that subject matter expertise in regards to business planning or just learning about your financial projections, what do those mean, right? This is a great way for you to meet and greet the program managers, our staff, and for you to further learn how you can make use of these free, F-R-E-E, resources, right? A lot of individuals sometimes realize that economic development focuses on large, you know, Fortune 500 companies, and that's correct, right? But we also have a piece for the small to mid-sized companies as well, and that's where we come in. We want to see you thrive. We know that a lot of business owners sometimes are feeling secluded and alone and sometimes fail within the first 5 years. We don't want that. Like you said, small businesses are the backbone of our community, so we're here to provide those supportive services. And aside from that, we have great programming and also other resources within the county, such as the planning and zoning, your tax individuals. Who do you contact? I think that's a big question sometimes. Who do I contact within the county? What type of resource? There's so many. Who do I go to? I need a name. I need an actual phone number. So on May the 8th at 2 p.m. at Cornelius Town Hall, we're going to be there with not only our partners, which include the Lake Norman Chamber, Lake Norman EDC, the towns of Cornelius, Huntersville, and Davidson, but also all of our economic development resources and some supportive departments within the county as well. So come out and meet us and as well have great food from Savory Moments, which is a graduate of one of our cohort programs of Get Up and Grow. And of course, have an opportunity to network. So that is what we're doing on May the 8th.
And this is free to any local business.
It is free. So we want you to know what resources are available to you, again, at no cost to you.
And again, go over some of the, there's a number of things that you're going to be talking about. And I think you're going to have tables set up, whether it's businesses that want to get involved in government contracting or looking for capital investment. So share some of the things that specifically that you guys will be covering.
Sure. So I'm going to talk about our small business kind of team or arm, right? We have three program areas. We have what would be the business lending and credit coaching. So on that side, that table will focus on, okay, learn about the MEC lending program. We have a program that's up to $75,000. You know, the credit can start off at $580. You start off with 6 months of interest-free payment. So come learn about how you can access capital. Also, other financing opportunities. We are usually first line of sight as to, you know, what types of grants are available. But aside from that, you know, you might have a blemish on your credit, right? We want to navigate through how to improve your credit score. Those are the type of services will be available for business lending. In regards to small business consulting, we have our subject matter experts who are focused on business planning. What that might look like entails, like, what entity do I file my business as, right? Whether it's an LLC, S-Corp, or C-Corp. Let's talk through that. And aside from that, let's hone in on your products and services. So that coaching, that one-on-one technical assistance is what you're also going to be learning about and how we've helped and how we can help you as well. And in regards to, you know, certifications and government contracting, well, you know, how do you start doing business with the county, right?
Right.
What do we buy? A lot of people think we just do construction. And yes, we do a lot of construction. We do need the painters, the roofers, but we also need vendors when it comes to photography, catering, so food. We need decor. We need individuals who do flowers. You'll be surprised. We have an upcoming award ceremony on May the 9th, Crowns of Enterprise, and we need all those vendors. So we are looking for your local businesses because we want to have a Rolodex of, okay, we know Mary down the street who does flowers. We want to be able to contact them, but we don't know until we meet you, right? So we want to teach you as to what it means to become a vendor with the county, how those certifications can help you access contracting opportunities, but overall, just overall building your capacity to grow your business as well.
And this is the first time we've done it up here.
Yeah, it's the first time that we're coming into the towns. We always serve individuals across the county and, of course, the seven municipalities and towns. But we are doing an in-person event, you know, post-COVID, bringing our resources to you. So it's literally bringing Mecklenburg to you. And, yeah, in partnership with the towns and our leadership there. So it is an opportunity to get in front of line of sight with the decision makers, with your leadership, your commissioners, and your mayors as well.
We hadn't talked about this, but is this something that you see us doing on an annual basis or just an ongoing basis?
Sure. So the reason why I'm inviting individuals out, because we're also going to be serving the community, right? We want to learn what programming, whether it's a workshop, a series, maybe it's one of our cohort programs for government contracting or business development, like Get Up and Grow. We want to know what you're looking for as far as in the community, but we want to add value to existing services and resources that are available. So I see this as not just a one-off, but I see this as an opportunity to develop either further programming efforts as well.
So, and if you want information, you can go to the Chamber of Commerce website, but yep. Also you have information. Where would you go if you wanted to find out more about this?
Sure. So I invite you to visit mec.co. /TC North MEC. And of course, you can visit our oed.mecnc.gov website. And we're also open for a drop-in. Go ahead, come on down on May the 8th at the Cornelius Town Hall at 2 p.m. We'll be happy to have you.
And Ryan, do we have information on the EDC's website yet about this?
Yes. We'll make sure it's on all of our social media platforms as well.
Yep. So the Chamber of Commerce, the Lake Norman Economic Development, and of course, the county. So what is your role with the county?
Sure. So I'm specifically with the business lending and consulting team. So that's my role. I'm an economic development specialist and truly further building our relationships with our ecosystem partners. And that includes the towns. That's my role. Servicing one-on-one those technical assistance meetings, but as well as making sure that we are good partners within our ecosystem and ensuring that we're providing our services across the county.
And are you able to provide guidance on how to interact or access the SBA and those sorts of resources?
Yeah, so the SBA, SBTDC, they're also local, friends of ours, right?
Sure.
And sometimes clients don't know that they exist and other great partners as well. So sometimes when people come to us and we're like, you know, you could really make use of their SBIR program or their PTAC program, which I think now it's GTAC. Mm-hmm. Let's connect. If you are interested in federal contracting, maybe we're your first connection, but let's make sure we get you to those partners. But yes.
When you start working with the county, you got a bunch of acronyms, SBT.
Yeah, so, and I apologize
small,
for that.
Small Business Development, Small Business Development Center. Yep.
Technology Development
Center. But about 30 seconds. What does that do?
The SBTDC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they help you grow your business as well. So they also provide that one-on-one technical assistance, but they have a focus on federal contracting, which is different than local government contracting.
And different if you're a minority business, different ways you can engage and the help that they can guide you through different agencies.
Yeah. So, and they're focused more for sure on the kind of federal. We focus on local. So if you want to navigate minority women, small business enterprise certifications, we can provide that one-on-one help as well.
We're going to go to a break with some of our sponsors. When we go back, we're still going to talk economic development with Ryan McDaniels with our Economic Development Corporation. So stay with us on Town Talk. Those of you joining us with social media, hey, Jeff, I changed that up. We had some bumper music a while back. It was like, and I said, can we do something a little bit more jamming? And I heard Justin saying he had some, I don't remember, it was AC/DC or it was something. It was like, wait a minute, Justin Sane's got some really good bumper music. How come I can't do that?
Well, we'll have to qualify all future guests to see how well they dance to that music.
Well, I like that Elton song. Tomorrow, Thursday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., we have a professional development seminar at the Chamber of Commerce. Again, Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. What's different about retirement with Wyatt Outerbridge with New York Life? So if you're not going to the business after hours and you want to know a little bit more about retirement, go to that particular seminar next Tuesday, May 7th, Longway Broadband's Tacos and Technology Lunch and Learn Kwasi Joseph, who is the regional channel manager from Zoom Video Communications, is going to be speaking. So we got somebody from Zoom that's going to be talking next Tuesday, May the 7th. Wednesday, May the 15th, 10 o'clock to 11, we've got a cyber security essential program. It's going to be by Cyprian IT, again, May 15th, 10 to 11, a professional development program on combining managed service with cyber security essentials. And then Monday, May 6th, 10 to 11, we have a ribbon-cutting window hero, Lake Norman, Statesville Road in Cornelius. Monday, May 6th, 10 to 11, a ribbon-cutting. Ryan, I was talking about the number of networking events we had, 98 last year. 52 ribbon cuttings taking place in 2023. I got to tell you, when you and Ryan, you had a fantastic one last week, or was it 2 weeks ago now with SEG? Two weeks ago. When you see these business owners, whether it's a small business or a corporation, they've invested so much, they've taken so much risk, and now they're standing there sometimes with not just their staff, they have their family behind them, and they're cutting the ribbon on their new business. It just makes you feel good, whether you're the exec of the EDC or the board chair of the Chamber of Commerce or somebody from the county. So that's really pretty cool. So, Jeff, you've been the CEO of a number of businesses. I don't remember we've ever cut a ribbon on one of your businesses.
No, and we've traditionally been work from home. We've had corporate offices, but they've been all over, and most of those practices were national.
Janelle, we talked about you've just started getting involved in some of our networking events. I think you were on the Huntersville Connection meeting that takes place every Tuesday, 7:30. Mm-hmm. I think you missed this week, but you were on last week's program.
Yeah, my little one was sick, so that's why. But yeah. I've been all across this month. I will say Lake Norman has some great networking opportunities and some groups that truly are there to uplift business owners and, you know, provide support. So I've been making my way around towns, I'll say that. and it's been great to meet and connect with a lot of the business owners.
We've talked about the women's conference. Are you signed up or do you think you might be attending?
No, I am attending. I will be there. I believe it's on the 16th.
May 16th, the women's conference. We usually have about 150 women attending that women's conference. It is sponsored by Atrium Health here at Peninsula Club, and so that'll be a great event. You can find out more information on our website at lakenormanchamber.org. Those of you who are on social media that are streaming with us, we're going back live in about 30 seconds, Bill. So thank you for being with us, and we're going to talk to Ryan McDaniels of our Lake Norman Economic Development and continue that conversation of economic development activities. Stay with us.
It's Town Talk with Lake Norman Chamber President Bill Russell on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Welcome back to Town Talk. My guests today are Jeff Tart. He is the 2024 Board Chair of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. Janelle Rosales, who is the Office of Economic Development in Mecklenburg County. And Ryan McDaniels, the Executive Director of Lake Norman EDC. Janelle, in 2000... about that time, any time before 2000, all of the economic development activities, all the primary job creation, any type of larger business that we possibly would get in North Mecklenburg came through what was then known as the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce, which is today the Charlotte Regional Business Alliance. And I'll tell you, we didn't get a lot of job announcements. We didn't get a lot of corporations coming. They tended to go to South Charlotte. And so I met with Terry Orell, who was the group vice president at the time with the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. And he said, "You don't have the product up there." And I'm like, "Well, how do you get the product?" He said, "Well, that's not our problem, but you got to have that first." And so the chamber, we got together with the three towns. And first off, we commissioned a study with Leek Goforth, which the EDC later redid. But Leek Goforth, and they put together sort of the master plan of where we should have office, where we should have retail, where we could possibly have any kind of manufacturing if we had that. And that came the Bible for Cornelius Davidson and Huntersville in terms of how they were going to develop. But one of the other things that they did was we said, we need to have an economic development corporation up here that's driving that activity. And so in 2000, was it 2002 actually that we got that going? 2006?
Yeah.
Actually launched the Lake Norman Economic Development. Mark Heath was the first executive director that we hired, then Jerry Broadway. And then we brought this young man on board, Ryan McDaniels. Were you the mayor when we brought Ryan on board?
Yes, I believe so. And then I knew Jerry as well.
The amount of activity, though, how long? 10 years now?
11.
11.
It's hard to believe.
11 years watching the activity, Ryan. Now, Mark, the business park was developed, Commerce Station, I think kind of under his leadership. But what you've been able to do in the last 11 years and the number of projects, number of corporations, and not just new folks coming in, but expansion of existing business, kudos to you and your staff. You've done a fantastic job.
Thank you.
Well, originally, as you know, it was what they did prior was draw the line on the map that said this will be the business park. This gentleman actually put people in it.
Talk to me about, first off, what is the Lake Norman Economic Development and what's your role there?
Yeah, so we're a 501c3 nonprofit, sort of similar to the Chamber and Visit Lake Norman and Forum. But our role is to go out and recruit new businesses to the area. And then, as you alluded to, help businesses grow in our community. And you mentioned, we keep calling it SEG, but it's SEG Systems, where we had the great ribbon cutting a few weeks ago. I think that's a great story. When we were all locked up in our offices or our homes during COVID, we were brainstorming and trying to figure out how could we get companies to interact. So we created what we call investor chats. So we actually connected the property owner for that building and the building developer. They lived in the same neighborhood. They didn't realize it. And long story short, they ended up constructing a spec building. So a spec building in our world's built without a tenant in mind. SEG Systems, when we went to Charlotte to meet with them, they were being recruited by other states, as you can imagine. And we were really focusing to keep them in Mecklenburg County. And luckily, some of the leadership of the company was very familiar with Huntersville. They grew up here. So we provided building information on that building and their construction. And they were able to stay in North Carolina. They were able to stay in Huntersville. So it really, or Mecklenburg County. So it really shows the importance of having that product that you alluded to. When I started here, amazingly, we had zero spec industrial space in North Mac.
Right.
Now we're probably close to 7 billion square feet, which is incredible to think about. And the market has, the industrial market has picked up. I think we've had great success with international companies, the developers that realized that this is a strong market. And Charlotte's, you know, built out to some degree. So we're seeing activity in South Mac as well. But it's been really exciting. I've lived here since 2001, so it's really exciting to live, work, play in the same community.
Is there certain market segments that you're going after and are trying to attract?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say international manufacturing is still strong. The EV sector is really interesting right now for the state of North Carolina. It's a very hot sector, and not, you know, EV manufacturing, battery production, all the subsidiaries to that industry. There's a lot of apprehension right now with the election coming up in November. Some of the tax benefits for consumers may go away. So there's that has sort of flattened out. But we definitely, we focus on those high-end industrial international manufacturers. Another target area is also back office operations that are tied to industrial operations. Because we have Lowe's, we have MSC, we have a lot of similar businesses in our area. Where the companies know they can pull workforce, and they have expertise in that area.
Talk about we talked about SEG, but you've had organizations where there's NewTek or Berkshire. Talk about some of the success stories that you've seen over the last 11 years.
Yeah, it's been exciting. We've had a lot of international activity from European companies. We've had a company from Mexico. We've had a company from Japan. Each company is a little different. I know we're talking about small business as well today. It's really interesting because some of the smaller businesses require much more care. The large companies will hire a consultant. They'll hire a real estate agent. They'll hire a broker. But the smaller businesses, you have to hold their hand through the process. But we've had a great run. And I think one of the nice things we can do, my job is to sell the community. But if I'm working with a German company, I can bring Burkert to the table or Kurz to the table, and they can tell the story about, yes, this is a good location for a German company. And it's just, you know, it's just so much easier. And sometimes they're in a native tongue as well. So it's just success breeds success. I think we're continuing to see those benefits now in our community.
Economic development is a team sport. This morning, Justin and I were talking about collaboration, cooperation, working together. And certainly, this isn't golf. You don't do it on your own. You work in partnership with Mecklenburg County, the city of Charlotte. Talk about some of those organizations that you work very closely with as you attract business to our area.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you ever hear someone in my world say they brought a project in, they're lying, because it is a team effort. It's the county, it's the towns, it's the engineers, it's all the planners. So in our funnel, if you look at the way projects work their way down to our community, it normally starts at the state level. So we have a great relationship with the state. EDP of NC, which is a public-private partnership, will work with the Mecklenburg County team. We do work with Charlotte. There's sometimes where Charlotte will reach out and say, we don't have anything that works. Is there anything in Lake Norman? And then even getting down to the town level, that's where the rubber meets the road at our level, because, I mean, SEG Systems, for example, we had a little sign issue that we had to tweak. Little things with code, with planning. And a lot of it's just the protocols that were put in place were in the 80s, where we didn't anticipate this much industrial growth. And the industrial at the time was considered a metal building with a gravel parking lot. Well, now you drive by these buildings, it's tilt-up concrete, there's glass everywhere, they're beautiful. So we've had to work with all three towns to work on that.
And that was going to be my next day, because Jeff, again, served three terms as a mayor of Cornelius. You work very, very closely with all three town boards as you move your projects forward.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, we had to reschedule, but we meet with the town managers every month. And we try to have a meeting with the mayors at least, you know, two or three times a year. We have a lot of elected officials on our board. What I appreciate is all three towns work together. They do cooperate, but also they're in competition. But a win for Davidson is a win for Huntersville and Cornelius, and the elected officials understand that. And I'm super appreciative. We've never had an issue here where any of the elected officials have said,
trying to undermine somebody else's
absolutely
project.
You're exactly right.
Ryan, do you guys tap into programs like JDIG and things like 1NC and those types of resources?
Absolutely, yeah. It's honestly tough sometimes, and because our tax rates are so low, thank goodness, in our three towns, to match the state qualification program. So that's luckily we partner with the county, and we try to be creative. We actually will work with the community college system as well to take advantage of those systems. And our tax rate is a huge positive, but sometimes when the consultants are comparing X to X, you know, they may be paid on commission on how much incentives are worked out. So it may be better for them to be in another community, but in the long run, it's much better to be here in our three towns.
We're going to continue to talk about economic development when we come back, but we're going to hear a few words from our sponsors, which make this program possible. So those of you who are with us on Town Talk, stay with us, and we'll be right back after these words. Those of you who are streaming with us and on all social media platforms, Facebook and X and LinkedIn and YouTube and such not, thank you for staying with us, Jeff. You know, as the mayor working with the EDC, seeing some of the things that Ryan and his team has been at, that's got to, and you were, I think you were mayor when you brought this guy, was hired.
Well, and again, it's a collaborative effort and cooperation. Like Ryan mentioned earlier, the mayors, the town managers, we were all part of sitting at that board table, looking at direction and helping try to listen to their guidance and direction to how we grow businesses and be supportive of the community. Because you've got zoning issues and all of those types, tax issues that we're trying to cooperate with as well to attract business to the community, create jobs.
Ryan, I know that you work really closely with my colleagues, Shahid, Rana, and a little bit more about the business incentive programs. Can you kind of share just overview how those work?
Yeah, how much time?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to describe it is when I make presentations to the public, I always ask everyone in the office and in the room, if I give you $100, would you be okay with that? And most people raise their hand. Then I ask, well, if I gave you $50 for 3 years, would you be okay with that? Most people raise their hand. So it's a very conservative program in North Carolina by the state statute. Obviously, you're very aware of that. South Carolina has what they call fee in lieu of taxes, so it's a little different. But our program is in Mecklenburg County and all three towns is super conservative. We make sure that all investments are met, all the employment requirements are met.
Performance requirements.
And wages, yes. Yeah. So it's not giving money away. And if you ever hear someone say that, yeah, they're just not telling the
it's
truth.
It's a rebate. Yeah, it's really a rebate. But I mean, in the earlier you mentioned that you bring a lot of job opportunities. But yeah, the teams together, mm-hmm, you bring in, they have like a criteria as far as like what's the salary, the annual salary. You have to really research that. It can't be below what the requirement is, certain amount of jobs. And then there's follow-up, right? It's not just like submit a paperwork and that's it. There's true like compliance, per se,
measurement
to be able to be eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a contract between the county, the town, and the company. And it's their expectations, and they have to be met to receive the benefit.
But to that point, I love how we work together in that aspect with a large business, for sure.
Yeah, we've actually streamlined the process now, so we have the same agreement, primarily.
Those of you streaming with us, we're going back live on Town Talk in just about 10 seconds. So thank you for being with us. Welcome back to Town Talk. We're here with Janelle Rosales, Office of Economic Development, Mecklenburg County. She talked about an event we got coming up next week. Ryan McDaniels, Executive Director of Lake Norman Economic Development. And my current board chair, Jeff Tart, he's also a partner with Crypto Beck. Jeff, I have said this a few times, and I'm not doing this to make your head swell up, but I used to think we were really, really good at advocacy, being the voice of business and everything that we were doing, and then we brought you on board as our public policy chair. Again, three-term mayor of a town, three-term senator for North Carolina, and what we've been able to do under your leadership, first as public policy chair, now board chair of the Chamber of Commerce. We've got an event coming up May 23rd. Talk about what is happening May 23rd.
I don't really recall.
Power luncheon.
Oh, power luncheon. Oh, yeah, that thing. Well, we have this guy coming in to speak with us. He's actually currently the attorney general and the Democratic Party nominee for governor, Josh Stein. Josh will be speaking as keynote address, talking about the impact of state government on small business, talking about how his role as governor, what his expectations are for the next 4 years and how they can advance the cause. Talk about why North Carolina has been the number one state the last 2 years for small business to start up and begin. And Josh is a bright person. I mean, he's Dartmouth undergrad, Harvard Law. He gets it. He's grown up around business, and he's a good person. And I think it'll be interesting to listen to, because if he happens to win the election, he will have a major impact and influence on business in the state of North Carolina.
And we're a nonpartisan organization, so we're going to turn around and probably in June or July and
have the lieutenant governor, who is the Republican nominee for governor, Mark Robinson, to give us his perspective.
How important is advocacy to the Chamber of Commerce, and what role do we play as the Lake Norman Chamber?
Yeah, I'm completely biased. As somebody who's owned two businesses, was a partner also at Ernst & Young, so worked in a $45 billion consulting global firm and have started two companies from bootstrap. The Chamber is in my blood. My dad's small business was in it. It is the resource. There are people that you can go to, particularly in a community like Lake Norman, where we have almost 1,000 members, which represents hundreds of thousands of employees, business owners, managers, that almost invariably, if you've got an issue, your experience, and you don't know how to deal with it, there's going to be somebody that you can tap on a shoulder, can sit down over lunch, and guide you. There's so many business initiatives and programs we do to introduce you, to educate you. On such a variety of host of topics. It is the go-to resource to learn how to run a business if you didn't go to college or, you know, depending on even prior experience. It's current, and it's the people that are engaged in the community that you're going to become part of as a business owner.
Ryan, we talked about an event taking place May 16th. That's the Women's Conference. here at the Peninsula Club. But there's an event taking place May 14th. You want to share a little bit about what's going on with the EDC on May 14th?
Yeah, we're hosting our first ever nonprofit expo. So it's going to be a great event. It's at Burkdale Point, which is just to the east of Burkdale Village. You may notice the buildings are being repainted. But we're going to have lots of folks from around the local community. It's a good opportunity for us because we are a nonprofit, but it's sometimes people get siloed and they just don't connect. We deal with that with a lot of time with our large companies, even companies that are neighbors won't communicate with each other. So that's sometimes when we have events, we try to allow opportunities. So we're going to have, I'm trying to think how many folks we're anticipating, but we'll have, if anyone's interested, feel free to check on our website. We have all of our contact info.
I think got close to 50 nonprofits signed up now.
Yeah. And we're going to have, tables and booths and food trucks and you name it. So should be a really fun event. Fingers crossed on the weather, since it will be an outdoor event. But I think it's a good opportunity for us to partner with the chamber and help our nonprofits communicate and interact, because sometimes I deal with it with my own world. You just get hyper-focused on your day-to-day and you miss out opportunities to connect with other folks.
Janelle, how did you get involved in economic development? I mean, did you know in college this is a path you wanted to go down?
Sure, no. So let's see. My family, similar to like you mentioned, own their own small business. And so seeing kind of, you know, that kind of where do they go to, see what resources they should go to. And furthermore, adding another layer is in language services, Spanish, right? So for them, knowing that they needed resources, it kind of speared me into like, okay, I want to get into helping small businesses. I want to be able to uplift others and just work for, you know, support and whatnot and resources. So I started originally in an incubator space. And from there, I learned a lot about startups and I loved being involved with pitch competitions. And I spent a little bit of brief time at the SBTDC. Of course, there and just navigating and through mentorship, learn even more about financial loan requests and had a great client base there in Hickory and what would be Boone as well, because we covered both areas. And then personal life brought me down to Charlotte and seeing the opportunity in economic development, first off with business diversity and inclusion in regards to government contracting and cohort programs, that really engaged my interest. But I love that story, right? Earlier you mentioned about like the ribbon cuttings and whatnot. Well, for me, it's more about sitting one-on-one with a client and a business owner and seeing where we can take them, whether it's that advocacy, that guidance, those resources, maybe it's a loan requirement there, but it's seeing that story come to fruition. I love that story that Jody says, even last week when I met her or saw her, of Savory Moments. He shared your program really helped me navigate through the time of a pandemic, right? I had to close my doors, even with Magnolia Woods, we were closed because of event capacity and whatnot. So seeing them, you know, having that access to those true resources and being able to have expertise, it's seeing what change we can make and in a person's life and allowing them to provide a generational wealth through what would be a small business. That's what it's all about for me.
You mentioned Savory Moments. We talked about the small business reception we're going to have on Friday. And I talked about Physical Balance was the Mooresville Small Business of the Year for the Chamber of Commerce. Savory Moments is going to be recognized as the Huntersville Small Business of the Year with Magnolia Woods and what they do. We've got Brighter Smiles of Davidson. And then we got Ben 110, which is a bar here in town that's continue to expand, also to open up a second location. You mentioned mentorship. Outside of a family member, is there one mentor in your life that really guided you outside of family, so not your granddaddy, your grandmama, or your mom and dad? Is there a mentor in your life?
Yes, I will definitely say that it was during the incubator space. His name is Dr. Ralph Griffith. He truly was very innovative, and he's still alive, so I didn't mean to say was right there, but very instrumental in taking me under his wing and just like you mentioned, kind of like your chamber, right? Connecting you to the right resources, connecting you through what would be some opportunities and just giving me that platform and taking me under their wing. So I would definitely, I wouldn't be in this space without that opportunity and his guidance.
Jeff, you've had a number of businesses that you've continued to be involved in, and some of them you've sold and you moved on to other things. Do you have some small business advice that you would have to any startup business or maybe a business that's struggling? What advice do you have as an entrepreneur yourself?
Yeah, don't try to do it all by yourself. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I think that's the one thing that gets people in trouble. I mean, small business is starting up. I mean, the first thing, the number one problem is undercapitalization. And get people that can help you gauge what that need is and where the resources are. But it's really asking for help on a number of things, whether you're struggling getting your product out, whether you're branding issues, whether it's pricing strategies, whether it's a business plan to know where you're going to evolve and developing tactics, building strategic relationships with vendors or other businesses that can help introduce you and experience it. It's ask for help from those that have done it and been successful.
Ryan, kind of same question I asked Janelle. Did you know in college that you wanted to go into economic development? Now you went to UNC Charlotte, right?
That's correct. Yes,
Ryan. I think I recall a story about you in sixth grade when they say, "What do you want to do?" It's an economic development director.
I know. Yes, my story is actually interesting, and we talk about mentorship and internships. I started as an intern, and I was in college. It was a paid internship. It wasn't too far away from campus. So I said, you know, this sounds like a great opportunity. The first day, the project manager told me, well, welcome aboard. I'm leaving Friday to become a consultant. Learn everything you can. So, and I was at the bottom level. I was at the county building in Cabarrus County going through building permits to pull reports. But luckily, our CEO saw something in me, and I was able to stay on. Work my way up, graduate, eventually end up as project manager, director, and then vice president, and came over here. So it is not a world you intend, like you joked about. It's not, I'm going to become a doctor. And there's very few like post-grad options. I think Southern Miss is the only school that actually has a master's in economic development. But, I was a business school grad. So it's a really interesting world. You get to meet a lot of just fun people. And it's my favorite part is driving by a building and seeing cars parked out front and knowing we had a little part in that.
Right.
And knowing that maybe someone was able to make their mortgage payment or their car payment because they were able to get a job there. So it's a very fulfilling job and career path. But yeah, you definitely don't in sixth grade intend to end up in this strange world.
And the neat thing is knowing that you're what we tried to do way back all those years ago was make sure that people didn't have to drive down to Charlotte for their jobs. They could work where they live, and that's what you've been able to do with the EDC. Janelle, one more time, your event is taking place next Wednesday, May 8th, Cornelius Town Hall, 2:00. Any business can take
community part of member or business or even those individuals that are just looking to connect with the county resources. Yep.
Well, we appreciate your partnership. Ryan, thank you for what you're doing with the EDC.
Thank you.
Jeff, thank you for allowing me to keep my job as the board chair. If it's Wednesday afternoon, we're talking about our towns on Town Talk on WSIC. We'll see you next week.